Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the fifth day of December. Today we're reading John 8, 3-22, and reading the International Children's Bible. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman there. She had been caught in adultery. They forced the woman to stand before the people. They said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught having physical relations with a man who was not her husband. The law of Moses commands that we kill her with stones every woman who does this. What do you say we should do?" They were asking this to trick Jesus so they could have some charge against him. But Jesus knelt down and started writing on the ground with his finger. They continued to ask Jesus their question. So he stood up and said, "Is there anyone here who has never sinned? The person without sin can throw the first stone at this woman." Then Jesus knelt down again and wrote on the ground. Those who heard Jesus began to leave one by one. The older men left first, and then the others. Jesus was left there alone with the woman. She was standing before him. Jesus stood up again and asked her, "Woman, all of those people have gone. Has no one judged you guilty?" She answered, "No one has judged me, sir." Then Jesus said, "So I also don't judge you. You may go now, but don't sin again." Later, Jesus talked to the people again. He said, "I am the light of the world. The person who follows me will never live in darkness. He will have the light that gives life." But the Pharisees said to Jesus, "When you talk about yourself, you are the only one to say these things are true. We cannot accept these things you say." Jesus answered, "Yes, I am saying these things about myself, but they are true. I know where I came from, and I know where I am going. You don't know where I came from or where I am going. You judge me the way you would judge any man. I don't judge anyone, but if I judge, I judge truthfully when I judge. I am not alone. The Father who sent me is with me. Your own law says that when two witnesses say the same thing, then you must accept what they say. I am one of the witnesses who speaks about myself, and the Father who sent me is my other witness." They asked, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You don't know me or my Father, but if you knew me, then you would know my Father too." But Jesus said these things while he was teaching in the temple. He was near the people, he was near the place where the money that the people give is kept, but no one arrested him. The right time for Jesus had not yet come. Again, Jesus said to the people, "I will leave you. You will look for me, but you will die in your sins. You cannot come from where I am going." So the Jews asked, What will he kill himself? Is that why he said, "You cannot come where I am going"? So today we read the story where there was a lady who was caught by doing sinful things, and they were trying to trick Jesus by saying, "She was doing sins, and Moses said we should kill her. What do you think?" But they were trying to figure out a way to put Jesus in prison. They were trying to trick him. And Jesus said, "Anyone who is not full of sin can throw the first stone at her." And sometimes we can be like those people. We could not even think about the sins we do. We could just ignore the sins that we do. We ignore our sinful nature, and we point out a sinful nature of someone else. We talk and gossip about the other sins that someone else has done, or if they live a sinful life, and we completely ignore the sin that we do. So let's pray that we won't judge anyone for their sin. Dear Jesus, please help us to not judge anyone for their sin. Help us to know that we are all sinners, and no matter what we do, we're always going to be sinners. No one is better than anyone else. We can't just stop sinning, so help us to always think about our sins, but help us to think about our relationship with you over that. Help us to not think about others' sins. Help us to think about our relationship with you over that too. In Jesus' name, amen.